Nolte, dominatrix claims Brian Nome wanted to become trans bimbo slut named Crystal. By John Nolte on April 11, 2026. What consenting adults do is between consenting adults. And I am well aware that human sexuality is an endlessly complicated and often disgusting thing. So, if some guy wants to get online and damn his own soul with balloon breasts, pink hot pants, and dirty talk, that's between him and Jesus. It's a free country. He's only hurting himself. The Brian Nome scandal isn't that. It isn't that by a long shot. What this guy has done to his family is so obscene and narcissistic, I can hardly wrap my mind around it. Brian Nome is 56 years old, he has a wife, three kids, and grandchildren. On top of that, he has a high-profile wife loathed by billion-dollar media corporations that have put a target on her back, who want every opportunity to humiliate her. And still, he did this. Risking your own reputation is one thing. You're a single guy getting your freak on online. Someone at your part-time job discovers it. The video makes its way around the Arby's break room. So what? Again, this isn't that. Brian Nome has nuked his family, humiliated his wife, shattered his children, and built a history that will haunt his grandchildren and beyond because the internet is forever. We all have impulses that, if they became public, we would be ashamed. We're all human that way. The difference between a good person and an amoral person is the difference between those who recognize that obsessing and fantasizing over those impulses will lead to acting on those impulses, so we stop ourselves. We control ourselves. Amoral people choose not to control themselves. According to a report in the Daily Mail, Brian Nome chose not to control himself. Using the pseudonym CrystalBull666, Brian Nome allegedly told an online dominatrix charging him $15 a minute that he wanted to dump his wife and become this dominatrix's trans bimbo slut. He also wanted to change his name to Crystal. The plan was to accomplish all this through a divorce followed by a sex change procedure. Apparently, starting in 2016, this went on for 9 years. 9 years. 9. The dominatrix calls herself Raylin Riley and has had extra-large 2500cc breast implants. She shared what she claims are recorded calls between her and Brian. The Daily Mail says it did the due diligence to verify the calls are authentic. In the recordings, Brian is heard professing his subservience to Riley, while Riley attacked and criticized his wife, including her handling of aggressive ICE operations in Minneapolis. Brian was apparently so unfazed by Riley ridiculing Christy, the report reveals, that he told the dominatrix she was so much better than his wife and that he didn't think his family stands a chance compared to her. Riley claims that although she made tens of thousands of dollars off the relationship, Brian's demands for her attention seemingly grew so desperate that, by late March, she started cutting back on their paid online and phone sessions. Their conversations in November alone cost him about $7,600, she noted. This guy put the fate and well-being of his family directly into the hands of an online prostitute. "Did you think that I wouldn't find out who you were?" she said she told Brian. "I knew you knew," he reportedly replied. At one point, Riley allegedly texted to Brian, "Fuck your family." His alleged response, "Love that."